Vast Bank presents the latest episode of Tulsa Little Jam, hosted by Juan Reynoso.
This is Tulsa Little Jam coming at you. We're doing some special edition episodes as we close out our season two. Season two of Tulsa Little Jam. We got a few episodes left, and we're excited to kick it off here at the Great Raft Race. And this episode, we are featuring the amazing sounds of Zunis. So with that, guys, I'm going to stop talking, and we're going to start rocking. Everybody, welcome Zunis to the stage.
Hi. You heard it from him.
Thank you.
Hey, Tulsa. We're Zunis. We are from here, and we love you. I know it's really hot, but feel free to come up and dance. Put down the cornhole for just a second if you want, and come dance with us. We love you. We're going to keep on trucking.
This season of Tulsa Little Jam is presented by Vast Bank.
Let's introduce ourselves. Who I got? Matt?
Matthew Miggins. Nice to meet you. Guitar and vocals.
Reggie Watson, drums.
I'm Nick. I play bass.
Nick is the chair of the band.
Yes, he does.
We're really excited to have you guys here, and it's really cool when we get to do these special edition episodes, except it's not really cool weather-wise, as you can tell by our shirts. And it's not even noon yet, so that's... That doesn't bode well for the rest of the bands throughout the day that we're filming today. And as you can see, we got our helicopter here. It's going to take the band to their next destination because they're really big in Japan, actually, these guys.
We're flying out in 10 minutes.
So we were talking earlier, and you're letting us know that you guys are about to go on tour, and you let the audience know, too. So tell us about your tour schedule.
Yeah, we're going on our first big boy tour, as we like to call it. We've done some small regional touring, but we're going out for 24 dates.
So no more playing for middle schools, right? You're playing for high schools now.
I'd be happy to. I would be happy to play for some middle schools. They're good, loyal fans.
So 24 dates is a pretty good sized tour, right?
Pretty monster. Yeah.
Yeah, where more or less are you guys going?
Mostly Midwest. As far as Cleveland, we're doing some Chicago stuff, a bunch of stuff on the way, Kansas, and then we're going south, doing New Orleans, and then a lot of time in Texas. Yes.
Texas has a lot of towns.
Oh, yeah. So. It's our biggest, closest markets, I'd say. So.
How many places are you playing, actually, in Texas?
I think five cities. Five? Six cities? Yeah.
So you guys, obviously, you're indie, right?
Independent.
Did you guys set up the tour yourself? So talk to them a little about, because one of the great things about Tulsa Little Jam, besides bringing exposure to the amazing bands that we've gotten to have, including you guys, is, you know, the audience gets to really get a little peek into the process and how hard it is. So, like, talk about the tour a little bit. How hard was that to get, like, set up? I'm sure, especially on your own.
I don't want to underplay it. It was definitely one of the hardest things I've personally done business-wise for the band. It took a lot of work, a lot of emails, especially, you know, we were mostly by ourselves. We had some help through a couple resources online, like Indie on the Move is very valuable, invaluable. And it was a lot of work. A lot of emails, a lot of networking, a lot of blind Facebook messages to bands, and it takes a lot of time. I started booking in May, and I just finished like last week.
Is it basically like almost like a full-time job?
Yeah.
Does it take a lot of work? Do you feel like do you get like any sort of support on the local side of things to help get you out there?
Depends on the venue, but yes, like occasionally they will fill out the bill, which is, you know, it's, you got to take it how you will, because sometimes they may not book someone who fits your style, but it's also really nice to also not have to worry about booking the bill. So it's kind of a double-edged sword in a way.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by Arts Alliance of Tulsa.
Too long. Oh, just
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by Oklahoma Distilling Company.
How long have you guys actually been together now?
2015, about four, December 2015, so about 3.9 years or something.
3.9 years. That's very, very precise. I appreciate that very much. So
that's actually pretty close. Yeah.
So how did you guys wind up getting together? Because I'm always fascinated by how you, especially in Tulsa, because I see a lot of repeat offenders across many, many different bands and stuff. And I think it's really great the way they support, but how did you get, is he a repeat offender?
You want to talk about that?
Oh, no, I'm just asking. Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah.
I'm down.
Cher here is going to talk about it.
So the band initially started out, just Matthew here and our friend Eli on drums. They had been writing songs for a long time and got on social media one day and saw that they had been putting up flyers looking for a bass player, and I wasn't really in an active band at the time, so hollered, and we all went to high school together, so that's how we, you know, met in the first place. But so yeah, I was like, yeah, absolutely. We had played music together as well. I was like, yeah, let's go. And started playing some of those songs that they had been writing together, and then Reggie came and sat in, listened for a day, and we're talking about putting some synth in there, and so he initially started out on synth, and then we just kind of evolved into what we are today, and the rest is kind of history.
Well, and how did you guys find the actual sound? Because there's a lot of I'm not an expert, but I would say it's like sort of a psychedelic rock type thing. So what would you guys call it?
Geez, I don't know. That, I guess, for lack of a better term.
Indie rock.
Not even really that either, but whatever, yeah. There's too many of those genres.
Well, did it take some time to actually figure it all out between you guys, you know, learning each other's vibe and how you worked?
It was kind of more natural than you'd expect it to be, because we were all really into like a lot of like the similar music and stuff. Like before when we first became friends, it was like through music. Even though we weren't like playing together, we like had similar tastes in bands. And I don't know, like we kind of like moved together easily, because it's not like we're showing each other something for the first time whenever we experiment. It's kind of like, I don't know, we all just like to expand musically and just try new sounds and stuff. So, like, I don't know, it's not like a huge, like, let's try this out, guys. It's like, I don't know, it's like, show them this, and then we're just like, this is dope, let's build on it. Like, or, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a go with the flow kind of thing.
I would say, like, in a sense, it all starts with the songs. You know, we have an idea, a small progression, whatever it is, and like he said, it's kind of organic, like, the sound, I guess, of Zunish or whatever, I think that comes more naturally as we grew and acquired more gear, obviously, and that like specific tone is kind of derived from all of our stuff that's, you know, sending the signal. So it's kind of like starts with the songs, all the like details kind of fill in later, I feel like. So yeah.
So if I randomly put instruments and like other gear on stage, you would just make it work for you'd add that to the what do we got today, guys?
I think so. Yeah.
You guys are with it.
Always down to improvise.
Always down.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by Riley's Wine and Spirits.
with us. Thanks for rocking. Thanks for rocking, dude. Thanks for rocking, big dude and little dude. We love you guys.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by Tulsa Music Awards.
Tell me a little bit also on what it's like to actually be a band from Tulsa, how you guys got your name. I'm assuming Zunis comes from the street, yes?
Yeah, they named the street after the band, yeah.
I know, because you guys, like I said, you're huge here and huge in Japan.
Exactly. the name, I'll start with that. It kind of, we love this town. We love being from here, and we have a lot of pride in that. I think we have an incredible music scene here, and everyone's aware of it, but we're trying to get the world to know now. And so it's a subtle nod to Tulsa. But also, it's a cool word. It's short, 5 letters. And our first show we ever played, we didn't have a name. It was a house show on Zunis. So it was a little, at the end of the show, everyone pretty much like, all right, you're Zunis now. So that's how it worked.
You said it right there that it's you wanted. We're doing the same thing with Tulsa Little Jam. The idea is to help get that sound that's so incredible, that wide range of sound in Tulsa, out to the world. And so, you know, a lot of people don't know that behind the scenes, we're also, you know, Little Jam, we're doing a lot of things to try and help build up actual industry here, because
yes, that's you what know, we need.
Yeah. And I was gone for over 20 years before I ever spent more than like 4 days on visits back here and right. stuff. So I had no idea until I came back to help my folks, and that's when I had the time to finally see what had happened. And so much had changed and grown, and I, being a New Yorker, was so blown away by it that I was like, I really need to be a part of this, because you guys put so much work into it and yet have such love and affection
right.
for the roots that helped build you into who you are today.
That's what's so cool about this opportunity, Little Jam, and we're super happy to be here, to be honest. And platforms like this are exactly what Tulsa needs right now. It's like we have such a huge wealth of talent. Like, there's so much to go around, you know, but the industry is just not here yet, you know. There's not really agencies, you know, whatever. There's not management agencies, booking agents. Like, we need more solid industry, like, help. We got so much talent. We just need, you know.
You said a few things that I'm working on for you guys.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
It's a lot of work, but
it is.
I 100%, I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't 100% believe that there was a massive talent just like you guys, and so much more to come.
So much.
And we had a girl on the show who was only 17, and there's other bands that we've been looking at that the kids, I mean, you guys are all popping out with all this talent. It's just amazing.
There's so many amazing young bands, and there's not a lot of places for them to play right now. And that's something we really struggled with starting out, and we threw a lot of DIY shows just to make it happen and to give these kids places to go see music, you know? That's something Tulsa really needs, more all-ages venues. You got that, guys?
Say it to the camera. As long as you say it to the camera, it'll happen.
Let's write that down, please.
Yeah! This guy in the front!
More DIY, more all-ages.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by
a generous contribution from Craig and Susan Lindbergh.
We're Zunis. We got one more. We're from Tulsa. We're about to go on tour. So check it out on the internet. If you have any friends in those cities, call them up immediately. Like later today, maybe. If you're feeling good. All right, we're Zunis. Check us out. We got one more. Give me some thunder. Oh,
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by Andolini's Pizzeria.
We're really glad, we were honored to have you guys. And so you don't know, I originally was going to do this whole gag because these guys actually came to a taping and I was going to call them Matt Damon as a joke in reference to Jimmy Kimmel, the band that didn't actually get to play the original night that they were supposed to play.
It worked out. Look at this. This is beautiful.
So we're really psyched that we got to start out with you guys here at the Great Raft Race. And we want to, let's give another hand of applause, guys, for Zunis, everybody. Zunis.
Thank you. Thank
we're really honored to have you guys here, and we're really glad to be a part of this. And spread the word, guys. Talk more about Tulsa Little Jam and all the amazing bands that you see on the show, especially Zunis. Thank you very much for coming out for this very special episode, and we'll see you on the next one.
Thank you. Thank you all.
This episode featured Zunis, hosted by Juan Reynoso, executive producer Carlos Moreno, writer-producer-director Juan Reynoso, cinematographer and lighting designer Bradley Cook, swing Kyle Johnson, camera operators Bradley Cook, Mark Rains,
Nick Whitaker,
technical director, sound recordist and mixer Ken Llewellyn, edited by Brian Hicks, production assistance by Graciela Moreno. Special thanks to Woody Guthrie Center,
Christopher Riley, Diane Rose Riley, Craig and Susan Lindberg, Jeremy Kavnis, Doug DeJarnett, Andy Cagle,
Tully Bowman, Jerry Wofford, Sam Flowers, Molly McCown, Dina Stafford McLeod, Jennifer Moreno, Karen Lacey,